Shifting gears now, it's a little early to talk baseball, at least in the U.S., but not in the country we want you to name for today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for a South American nation that's a top source of talent for Major League Baseball. Its leader has been known to pitch some mean rhetorical knuckleballs at the U.S., but when it comes to baseball, the two countries have a lot in common. This week, major leaguers from this country are hustling to get their visas renewed at the U.S. Embassy in time for spring training. One of those needing renewal is Carlos Gonzalez, the reigning National League batting champion. So, which country is he from? Go ahead, take a swing. Sorry, you only get one pitch for the answer. We're going to the BBC's correspondent, Sarah Granger, who's following the story. Is it already time, Sarah, to start thinking about baseball, at least where you are?
Absolutely, yes. In Venezuela, which supplies many Major League Baseball players, the winter season has wrapped up. And so lots of the players are heading to the U.S. Embassy in Caracas to get their visas to head back to the States to join spring training and to join the teams that they will play for in the next season in the major leagues.
So, Sarah, where does Venezuela rank among countries in terms of supplying players to the U.S. major leagues?
It's the third biggest supplier of players. Obviously, the United States is number one. Dominican Republic, number two, but very close behind is Venezuela. 98 players in the major league, and in terms of major league players, only a handful fewer than the Dominican Republic. So it's a major supplier of players. When I was at the U.S. Embassy recently, I was very happy to be able to meet Carlos Gonzalez, who was last year's National League batting champion, and he's heading back to the Colorado Rockies on an $80 million contract. So some very, very good players coming out of Venezuela.
And listeners, if you didn't figure it out, Venezuela is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. You spoke with another player named Jesus Flores at the U.S. Embassy about renewing his visa, right?
That's right, yes. He's played for several different teams. He's heading back to join the Washington Nationals. And I asked him how important it is for Venezuelan players to make it to a major league team in the U.S.
That's our goal, you know, make the big leagues, you know, make our family proud of us.
People here in Venezuela is proud of you that you're playing in Major League Baseball?
Yes. You can feel it when you play here in the winter ball. During winter ball, you can feel that from the fans, like, because they know you from what team you play in the States. And they're really, you know, happy for us.
Does the U.S. Embassy have anything to say about this flood of visa requests coming this week from Venezuelan pitchers and catchers?
Well, the U.S. Embassy is very happy to make quite a big deal out of all these visas that they give to Venezuelan players, because at the current moment, relations between the U.S. and Venezuela are quite strained. They have been for some time. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez doesn't see eye to eye with the U.S. Administration. And this has led to, actually, there is no U.S. ambassador currently in the country. The pick by President Obama was rejected by Chavez, and so they're in this stalemate position where there's no diplomatic representation for either country in the other capital. So the U.S. Embassy is very keen to be able to build bridges where it can, and this is a great way, they think, to build some ties with the Venezuelan public. I'm not sure that baseball can smooth over all the cracks in that relationship, but they'll certainly try.
Reporter Sarah Granger on the baseball spring fever that's already hit Venezuela in the middle of winter, Venezuela being the answer to our GeoQuiz. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.